Ches Tammuz, Thursday the 11th of July, Rabbi Svi Lieberman. Did they bench after the mock?
As we heard, the title of the shiur today is, Did They Bench After the Mon? So the first thought which may enter our mind is, it's something in the past. The Mon was in the foot, even in the midbar, and l'choya won't have any relevance to us again. So it's just a matter of discussion of something of the past, what happened. But I'd like to be magdum with a bi'alocha in similar reish membeis. The Ramah talks about a minig in Mixas Mekovah, they used to eat muliaisa, shekoim pashtida, which was a type of berekas with meat between layers of dough on the top and dough underneath with meat in between. Zeiche lemon shoyim chusel lemala lemato, as a zeiche to the mon, which was food, covered by tal malo tal lemato. That was a mini mixus mekaimus, but the Ramah said loriisi loch. I haven't found places which are noig. Mishpura says mekaimus saying a mini galochlam. No, the mini we do have it. Exactly what Mishpura had at his meal, I don't know. But he said there is such a minig. Now the Be'eloch asks, what exactly is this minig? Why on Shabbos, out of all times, should we eat a food zeiche lemon? When Shabbos was the day that the mon didn't fall. It's just the opposite. So why on Shabbos should we be eating something? I mean, it's one thing having Lecha Mishnah, which was a Shabbos dikanes, that on Friday, the covered Shabbos, Lecha Mishnah came on Friday. So Lecha Mishnah is a Shabbos-related minig, quite clearly. But this pashtid, which was simply the mon food, would be more appropriate to have it every morning to the Zeichel and Mon. During the weekdays, everybody should have a minute to have the first thing in the morning, some berekas or some food which is covered by Mon Lamalakam and Mon Lamatam. But why on Shabbos out of all times, says the Mishnah Brura, it says Minigat Tumua. Why on Shabbos do we make a Zeichel and Mon just because it didn't fall on Shabbos? Well, it's the wrong way around. And carries on the Be'eloch and says, why don't we have Pashtid on Yom Tov? If it's got to do the Zeich of the Mon not falling, as some Poshim explain, so we have this Pashtid, this special meat berekas on Yom Tov as well, and there are more special meaning on Shabbos. Says the Be'eloch, the beautiful words of the Torah's Chaim is the best explanation. Says the Be'eloch, it's all in the Reish Membeis. Says Shabbos Bereishis, we should know our Shabbos is a me'en of Shabbos La'asid Lavoi. When we daven on Shabbos, we talk about Shabbos La'asid Lavoi. When we bench on Shabbos, we talk about Shabbos La'asid Lavoi. So our Shabbos is a me'en olam haba, it's me'en of the Shabbos which we're going to have, which is a much higher level of Shabbos La'asid Lavoi. Says the Be'eloch further, you should know that a lot of minhagim which we have on Shabbos are based on Shabbos the La'asid Lavoi. What Shabbos La'asid Lavoi is going to be. Says the Be'eloch B'Shem the Torah's Chaim. Do you know why we have Bos V'Dogim on Shabbos? Because La'asid Lavoi, not that we understand exactly how it's going to work, there's going to be a Suda of Shoy Habor, some sort of special type of Shoy, Liv Yosem, Sukzosh Liv Yosem, we know the Liv Yosem meat is going to be used. So there's going to be boss of a dog in La'asid Lavoi. That's why there's a special meaning. One of the reasons why we have boss of dog on Shabbos is Me'en Shabbos La'asid Lavoi. Carries on the Be'eloch, we have Kiddush al Yayin. We know the main reason, but this is a new reason, says the Be'eloch brings, because La'asid Lavoi is going to be Yayin Mashuma, the Tzadik La'asid Lavoi. So the wine's also minik based on La'asid Lavoi. A lot of our Menhogim on Shabbos are based on Shabbos La'asid Lavoi.
But it's just for the Tzadikim.
We're all aiming for the top. Says the Be'eloch, carries on. When it comes to, there's a Gemara Chagi which is quite clearly, why is one of the heavens called Shchokim? She shoykim mon le tzadik el-Asid Lavoi. The mon's going to come back again.
Mon is not just something of the past. Something that the mon is going to be lost love as well. The tzaddik lost love. Lechem shapi yesh lasis b'shabu zeichel amon hu. So do you know why we spoke? There's a mini Klal Yisrael inserted by Pashkida. Because lo'osid lovoi, the mon is going to come back again. And therefore there's going to be a special mon. Shabbos is connected to mon. In the time of the Mikvah, Shabbos was a day that the mon didn't come. But lo'osid lovoi is going to be the other way around. Lo'osid lovoi, there's going to be the Shabbos lo'osid. It's going to be a day of mon. And therefore, we make on Shabbos Zeichel Lamon, because on Shabbos, we do everything Zeichel Shabbos to Lossi Lovi. So therefore, this Shiloh, whether we bench on Mon, is not just something of the past. We're hoping it'll be something of the future as well. So, the Shiloh is, did they bench? Now, the answer to the question is yes. That's simply, that's the answer. Why yes? And for us, Gemara. It's a Vurshi Gemara Brochus Memches Mabes. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesaka Bif Zazon. But you read us Amon? The first Brocha Bif Zazon, the Tekona came about from Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Mon came down. So it's quite clear that he definitely benched after the Mon. But the question is now, they did bench, but the question is how did they bench? How could they bench? And the question is like this. It says in this week's parasha, the complaints which Klal Yisrael complained, again, in this week's Sedra, it says they complained, and they said, we're worn out, lo mitzol lo mitzol, ke'ein lechem, ve'ein mayim, v'nashenu kotzo belechem hakloikeinu. That's the complaint which Klal Yisrael complained in this week's Sedra. We've got no regular bread, no regular water here, the water could hear the water stop, v'nashenu kotzo belechem hakloikeinu. We are a little bit fed up of the lechem akloikel. What was their complaint against the beautiful mon? So Rashi brings lechem akloikel, lefisha mon nivla be'evarim kuru kloikel. They were referring to the mon, there was no psoiles. There was no psoiles, there was no going out, there was no basakissim movement when it came to the mon. And they were very worried that we're going to explode. Also the mon shiitbab in the ma'ayim, kulum yeshul disha shemakas vein amoyti. They were very concerned that there was no, you'd see there was no movement in the mon inside the Avarim. It was Nivla Avarim. That was their complaint. They were very concerned. They were worried that they're going to platz. How are they going to manage? The same idea, the same description is brought down the Pashba Loischo. It says also, Nafshenu Yevesho Ein Koil Bilti El Amon Eninu. The Gemara says, Yuma Ein Heim El Beis. What does it mean now? Sheni Yavesha Ein Koil? So they were the same thing, that the mon was Nivla Be'evarim, and there was no Yitzir, there was no Psoilus coming out from the goof. Where is that Merumas in Nafshen Yavesha Ein Koil? So either means Nafshen Yavesha, they felt that the insides were dried up, there was no movement, Yavesha is all dried up inside them. So it's all going to explode, there's no movement inside. The Torah Tamima says it in Simchat, he says, Chazal Dashim, coil is like missing an iron. Ikoil. Ein coil. There's no ikoil. There's no digesting which is taking place. That's why it's marumas in the positive. But it was the same idea, marumas over there. They're pointing out there was no digestion movement and therefore they were concerned, how are they going to survive? They're going to collapse eventually and therefore it's going to be dangerous, and that was their worried about. So we see even here, the mon was Nivla Be'evrim, and there was no regular inside movement. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says in some Reish Tezayin, Legabe Bechas Horeach, when it comes to brochas on smelling, on sweet smelling things, says the Gemara, and says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tezayin, that there's a chiyuv to make a brocha before you smell. Also, lehenois me'oil mazeh b'loi brocha. You mustn't be nene from any form of oil mazeh brocha. So you have to make a brocha before you smell. But there's no brocha achroino on smell. You have a beautiful smell. You smell the most beautiful things you made a brocha, whether it's mina b'som, atzim b'som, isfei b'som, reich b'pei, whatever brocha it happens to be. There's no brocha achroino on reich. Why is there no brocha achroino? Says the Mogen Avraham, b'shem HaKol Boy, because as soon as you finish smelling, it's all over. And there's nothing left b'me'ol. There's nothing left, there's no, nothing left, no, nothing filling up the person afterwards. So it's all over. Says the Sha'atin, it's like, you can't make a bracha once the hanor's all finished. when it comes to foods as well, once it's after ikul, once the food is digested, once everything's gone, you can't make a bracha anymore. So therefore, says the Kolbe, that's the reason why we can't, there is no bracha achrona after smell, because once you finish the smell, it's all over, there's no digesting, and therefore there's nothing left in the guf. So therefore it's too late, it's simply too late, and you can't make a bracha achrona. Oy bazoi, freak the chazanish, how could they make a bracha on the mom? The mom was exactly the same thing. The mom was Nivla Meirim. They ate the mom and it straightway got absorbed in the gulf. So if it straightway got absorbed in the gulf, it was in this respect like Reach, like smelling. So there was Acha Ikul. You can't bench after the digestive time is over. After it's all finished, they can't make a broch anymore.
Who said they benched?
The Gemara? Gemara broch is Memches? Says Bruce that they benched?
It's the difference. Smell does nothing.
Good, good. Very good. The Chazanish. The Chazanish freaks out. How could they make a brocha after mom? It was after ikul. It was like after it's been digested already. And like you can't make a brocha after reach because it's all nothing left. So how can you make a brocha? How could they make the brocha abrachroina because it wasn't after mom? Now I heard from Agor Reb Tzion Feldman Zatzal from Neibarak. He said, before we go further to what the Chazanish answers, He said, L'chayra, is that so? Was there no digesting of the mon at all? There was no psoilus of the mon. Does that mean it didn't get digested? L'chayra, we could suggest it did get digested. It went through the digestive system. Just there was no psoilus. It was such a pure food that there was only good inside the mom, so it went through the digestive system, and everything like normal, and there was, just, it was kule toiv, there was just no ra at all, and therefore there was no psoilus to come out of the guf. Why is the Chazanish so sure that there was no digesting at all, as if it went straight into the Abram without any digesting at all?
They had other food though, didn't they?
Pardon?
They had other food.
But that's for sure. The other food, they definitely had digesting. And sure, the other food, though, it's a compendium. We're discussing those who are purely mon and mon only. So what was there then? Did they bench or not? So to say there was no digesting on the mon at all, Verzot, and Ishtel Tzur, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in Ovis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in Ovis that the Korbonus was exactly the same as the mon. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, there is toiv and ra in food. Food has got the good and the bad. The good is the guf is nenefam, and the bad, the guf has to send out. So some kind of logic by the Korbonus, once you makriv the imam on the Mizbeach, there was no ra, there was no bad of the Korbonus. So the eating of the Korbonus, says some kind of logic, was the same idea as the mon, and was nivla be'everim, and therefore there was no psoilus either. And the kind of logic proves, because the Gemara asked the Kash in Yuma, the Gemara says, if the mon was nivla be'everim, and there was no psoilus lechutz, the Gemara does, the post does say, v'yosid tilcha lezenecho, the post does say when they needed to go out, they had to go out mechutz lamachne. But they didn't need to go out at all. So what's the post talking about? Yosid tilcha lezenecha, zoifreit the Gemara in Yuma ein hei. Says the Gemara, that was the food they bought from the Canaanim. There was a possibility of buying other foods. So when they bought other foods, they were psoilus, and that's when they needed to go out of the machne and when they needed to go out. Freichai Velozhna, why didn't the Gemara answer the Korbonus? They had mon. True, the mon didn't go up, but they had the meat of the Korbonus. They shed the Korbonus in the meat, but they had the Mishkan, they had the Mizbeach. Why didn't the Gemara say the reason why they needed to go outside the Machne was for the eating of the Korbonus? Says the Chai Velozhna, you see from here? No, the Korbonus has the same level as the mon. Like the mon was nivla b'evrim, there was no ra to it, because as he said, ein ra yored mishamayim. Who did the Korbonus? There's no ra to it. So Mela said up Tzion Feldman, Korbonus was a regular meat. L'choy, there was digestion. It's unlikely there was no digestion on the Korbonus. Korbonus had digestion, just there was no ra. So he said, L'choy, we can easily answer the Chazanish's kasha, that there was digestion of the mon, and it took time to digest, but there was just no psoilus. There was no bad part of the mon that didn't exist, because ein ra yoreh mishamayim. That's what the klal is. Bad doesn't come down from heaven. That's the losh chay v'loshna. Whenever it rains, we can never say it's bad weather. Ein ra yoyim l'shamayim. There's no bad things coming down from shamayim. So that's what the Chazal said. It could be the world's objection. That could be a answer to the Chazanish's kasha. How did they bench? Yes, till it got digested. But there's a Rashi in Yoino. Rashi in Yoino on the posik vayeman Hashem dov godol levloyas Yoino. So the Loshna posik is the Rabbanu Shem prepared a large fish to come and swallow up Yoino. That says vayeman Hashem. An interval vayeman, a very unusual word. Says Rashi, it's a Rashi Yoshan, it's a Rashi in brackets. Some Chamoshim have left it out, some have kept it in. There's a Rashi in brackets in Yoino vayeman Hashem. Rashi said like this. Rashi says, Vayaman is a Loshon Vayamon. Says Rashi like this. There were 16 days, says Rashi. It's a difficult chesh, 16 days, but that's what Rashi says. There were 16 days which were missing from Klal Yisrael's mon in the midwife 40 years. They had the mon for 40 years. Says Rashi, the chesh of the missing 60 days. The Gemara Bas talks about missing 30 days. But Rashi has said there's a chesh on these 16 days missing of the supply of mon to Klal Yisrael in the midwife. Says Rashi, when Yoino was inside the fish, the Rabbeinu Shalom fed the fish with mon for 16 days. Those 16 days supply of mon, which Klal Yisrael had on credit, where the credit by the Rabbeinu Shalom, you still owe us. 16 days of mon, says Rashi in Yoino on the post Vayaman Hashem, those, that supply of mon that was fed to the fish while Yoino was inside the fish. Says Rashi, why? Because otherwise, had the digestive system of the fish been working, it would have been very dangerous, or at least uncomfortable for Yoino inside the stomach of the fish. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom, Bechastoy, made sure the fish does need to digest. It was all stopped moving, there was no movement, it was stopping, it was all still inside. And that's why that's what happened inside. He says, Vaya mon, Yudvov, 16 mon, 16 days mon inside the fish. And that is how Yoino managed to have sort of a comfortable ride inside the fish.
How did people survive for the 16 days?
They didn't need to go worked out when the mon started, the mon finished. It finished earlier. The mon only started mid Iyar, but they went to their soul in Nisan. Those were the days. So I call upon him. So state mefurish in this Rashi that there was no digestion of the mon at all. State mefurish in Rashi that the whole idea of the fish getting mon, because in order to stop the movement of the digestive system of the fish, so state mefurish, there was no digestion of the mon at all. So that's mamash like the Chazanish. This mamash like the Chazanish, he assumed the mon went straight, was immediately absorbed, calling the bloodstream or in the avium of the person, but it was no digestion at all. So we come back to the Chazanish's kasha. So how did they bench because the mon after the mon? As soon as they ate it, there was no digestion, or straight in the avium. If there's no digestion, it's acha ikul. After ikul, you can't make because the mon anymore. So how did they manage to bench on the mon? The Chazanish answers, you should know, if you bench straight away, it doesn't matter. The Chazanish answers that you should know the whole din of ikul is only if you don't bench straight away. The Chazanish says, if a person benches straight after the eating, avada, the bichs of mozen has to connect to the eating. So if a person eats, and as soon as he finishes eating, he benches, it doesn't matter, koidim ikul, after ikul. All these halachas of ikul are not relevant if a person benches straight away. Says the Chazanish says, only if you don't bench straight away, so then you made a hefsek between your eating and your benching, then the din is that if it's koidim ikul, you can still bench. After ikul, you can't. So therefore, says the Chazanish, in the midbar, they had to bench straight away. There's no chokmas. As soon as they finished eating, they had to bench. If they went and had to answer the door, they lost it, and they lost the bit on that. As long as you bench straight away, says the Chazanish, there's no problem benching. As long as the bit is connected to the achila, it's fine. When you make a hefsek, the ikul sort of extends the ma'is achila that you can bench even a little bit later. But if you bench straight away, there's no problem. Says the Chazanish, that's what they did in the midbar. Says the Chazanish, if that's the case, after Reach, we should also be able to make a bracha straight away. straight after, you haven't got a problem making it. As long as your bracha is connected to your maisa hano, so then you can make the bracha. Says the Chazanish. So when it comes to reach, why can't we make a bracha straight away? As soon as we sniff our psalmim, make a bracha straight away. Chazanish, you're right. You're right. But there's a different reason why we can make a bracha on reach. There's other reasons as well. And the Chami says he doesn't. The Kolbe's reason after ikur won't help us for straight away. Lo, help us for later. Why we don't make a brocha? He said that you look in Rashi. Brochas. Rashi says einoy hanor chashuva, and therefore lo tiknu broch shalachem. There's other reasons why you don't make a brocha on reach. So Mele says a cousin ish. So the brocha on the mon was because it was, they said it straight away, and after reach, since it's not hanor chashuva, that's why you can't make the brocha.
Later, if a person knows that he's
surveyor,
even
let me come. The goal of seeing film, because goal of seeing film is the same result. He wants to suggest another terrace. So now we've got terrace number one of the Chazanish, that straight away says a seeing film is the tell. He says, L'choyo we can answer. By Reach, once you finish the smell, you, as you say, you've got no satisfaction. So there's nothing left afterwards. So there you can't make a problem. By the month, even if it was Nivla Be'evrim, even if there's no ikul, but they weren't hungry. They had, the body had all it needs. The body had the food absorption what it needs. So they definitely felt not hungry. It may, and they probably felt, to a certain extent, they felt full as well. Definitely says it, they says a lechem about boike lispoya. See, even towards Nivla straight away, there's no ikul, but the feeling of being full they probably had. See, if they felt full, so look, this is another teretz. It's quite interesting that Chazanish didn't feel happy to answer this teretz. It may be Nivla Avram, it may be it wasn't kept in there in the stump, but Lachoyim, they felt full afterwards, at least not hungry. So Lachoyim, that's enough reason that they can make Bismosn afterwards. So that's Lachoyim, another teretz on the Chazanish's Kasha. So how can they make the brocha after the monster? Really, we've already discussed three tourism. How can they make a brocha after the mon? If you say there was an ikon, there was no psoiles, that would be one mahalach. So therefore there was ikon. If you like the Chazanish, if you make bent straight away, it's mahalach number two. Mahalach number three is they felt satisfied after. They didn't feel the full satisfaction. As I state beforeish in Gemara, in Yuma as well, the Gemara says, Vayan cho v'yari v'echo, they felt a bit afflicted in the mon. And the Gemara says, a blind man never gets properly satisfied. If you don't see your food, you don't get satisfied. So I say to Gemara, that you need to see what you're eating in order to get the full satisfaction. And by mon, since was built el amon enenu, they just saw only mon in front of their eyes, so therefore they didn't feel the satisfaction of a regular form of eating. So there definitely wasn't the full level of fear, but enough sphere that they weren't hungry. They weren't hungry. So there's enough sphere that they didn't feel a need for food. So that's L'choyah, another teretz, how they can make Pirkei Avos after Mon. There's another horror. One needs Chameshes Mina Dogam. This is Mefurish in Gemara, Baita Gemara, Brochus Mem Dalet. The Gemara says quite clearly that you need Pirkei Avos is only in the Chameshes Mina Dogam. But if you make bread from another type of grain, rice bread or whatever, or any sort of other type of grain, there's many sorts of grains, and soya bread, whatever grain which is not one of the Chamesh Mina Dogam, is clothed, you don't make Birkei Avos. So that's another discussion. How could they make a Birkei Avos deraisa on Mon, which we see from the Gemara Brochas, they did so, was L'choyah need Chamesh Mina Dogam, and the Mon wasn't really Chamesh Mina Dogam. The Izamach Lays the Gemara when they thought, did it turn? Did it, it had a taste of certain foods, may have had mamoshes, but it still looked like money wasn't chameshes mine dogam. They had plenty of other thoughts, they could think what they like when they ate them on. So how could they make a brocha? Where's the chameshes mine dogam? But now the territory is. There's similar tales on the same as we said before. The Gemara says, the Rambam says clearly, Hilchos Brochos Perek Aleph. The Rambam says, how do you know that you can only make a brocha min haTorah after Achilas Mozoin, v'chal tzvotim v'rachto? And the Kesem Mishnah teaches pshat in the Rambam that the mekoy that you need chameshes min haDogon. How do Chazal know that you can only make Birkei Avos on the Chameshes HaDogon? Because only chameshes minadogan on maspi. Satisfaction only counts chamesh minadogan. All the other types of bread don't give the same satisfaction as the five types of grain. The five types of grain, those have got to give the proper sevir to the goat. But any other type does not give the same satisfaction as the regular grain. So says the Rambam, since the pasuk b'chal v'sevot v'irachto, that's the Mekor of Chazal, that you have to have chamesh minadog in order to make Beis Hamikdash. But if you haven't got it, it's not enough. Because you haven't got the Sevoto. Oy ba'zoi, mon, it's true, the mon wasn't the chamesh minadogam, but it was a lechem lisfoya. They got the satisfaction. Of course, they didn't have the satisfaction as a person. You can see that that type of satisfaction of sidur they didn't have. But the basic satisfaction which you need, which the requirement for Beis Hamikdash, that they got. The this was the most satisfying, the best satisfying food they could possibly ever want for themselves. And that was the mon. So therefore, it had a shem lecha. The Torah calls it lecha, and it was a lecha lisfoya. So since the Rambam says the whole reason why you need Mishnah is only not to have sevir, therefore it's quite clear, it's quite understandable how they could possibly make the Beis Hamikdash after Mon, because it had a Shem Lechem, equivalent to Chameshes Minadogam, and therefore all the requirements for Beis Hamikdash. Now, the Mon, just two other Nisma, I would like to talk about the Mon, which we may not realize what a beautiful vision of Kavod Shemayim took place when the Mon came. Chazal state, every day in the Midbar, the Mon came a supply of 2,000 years of the requirements of Kavod Yisrael. As I say, it's a sefta in Soita. You're welcome to check it out. In Soita Peridalit. It's a Yalkut Shemayni in Peshalach, Ois Reish Nun Ches, that every single day, the supply of the mon was a huge pile. Called to one man, the Amma in Chazal, it was 60 amas high. You could take the smaller shear of Amma, and they're still pretty high. It was a huge pile of mon coming up every single day. So supply, 2,000 years supply of the entire Klal Yisrael arrived every day. But you had to be early. If a person overslept one morning, it was only to the first 4 hours. You only had 4 hours to fetch, till Sof's month filler, to fetch your meals for the day. And if you didn't fetch it by then the mon dissolved. The mon dissolved and ended up flowing rivers of a beautiful, sweet-tasting mon-flavored water. That's right, as the Rashi brings down, Nas Necholim Necholim. So this 2,000 years by was huge flowing rivers of mon. Goyim, it's not clear the goyim allowed to, but the animals used to eat this mon. And when they shechted the animals, that's the only connection the goyim had. That's how the goyim, Zoshet Mechilta, the goyim had a bit of a understanding what type of gadlus Klal Yisrael are getting, what type of Nisim, Klal Yisrael have benefited from the Rabbi. So that was the Gevalt Kiddush Hashem they had. So these huge supplies of river were daily supplies. 2,000 years supply per day, every day they had it. And so therefore, that's the amount which melted every day, and that's how the Goyim had a certain Shaykh to the Mon. Yeah, the mon's yoyim chutz. You're asking how it went to the nala covered. I'm not too worried about that, I must be honest with you. The nala covered come from the rabbi, and the mon come from the rabbi, also the kasha. No, I'm not too worried about that. For the Rishoyim attack was outside the machin, the state. I'm not too concerned about how the mon managed to get in.
I thought everybody's supply fell at the door of their tent.
Only if they were good.
Only
if they were behaving themselves well.
It's vastly different. Mound, and they all have to go and dig a bit out of it.
They didn't have to dig, they just had to take, it was a very easy collection. They just had to take one of their bowlful of, they get their bowlful of CSA A4, they had their measuring cup, whatever you want to call it, or whatever size bowl they took with them, that's good.
Well, they may be good, I mean.
Well, I hope so. I can't be sure. I mean, there definitely were people which weren't good. I mean, Rabbi Yakovinsky said, Vayancho, he said, you know, Vayarevecho, why do they go hungry? Says Rabbi Yakovinsky, imagine, one day a person always goes on his doorstep, and one evening, Lashon Hora, he couldn't resist it. Well, the next morning, his mom's not there. He's not going to embarrass himself to walk up the street and tell everybody I had a, as our festa loshna last night. Better go hungry, you know, than better than fetching my mom. No, it was they had to keep on their toes, as we call it. It was there exactly each person according to his need. This time, not time, you know, we only allow half an hour here. So the whole child, why couldn't you? The mom used to prove the machleks between people exactly where, right? And there was a lot of people should have been able to prove Koyach and Moshe Rabbeinu's machlekes. There's a lot of discussion about Kolponim. This was the mon everyday supply, and it kept everybody in good check that their ruchnius level is where it's meant to be. And if not, then the mon didn't. So Kolponim, it was a beautiful mime of the kosher mime. It was a beautiful keeping a person in good shape in his ruchnius. And this was the daily supply of ruchnius to Klal Yisrael. They had to be on Madrega to be able to keep up to it. And they found it out. No, a common Mazozei Chazan, we're looking forward to have them on back.
If you're my neighbour, the Tzaddik, and you've got 2,000 years to apply,
yeah.
I'll take from yours.
No, we couldn't.